Praise the Lord and good evening. Blessings and good evening to each of you tonight. We are so grateful to be connected once more and again. Let me go on ahead and wish you all who are a part of our prophetic prayer partnership a happy new year, as this is the first prophetic prayer call that we are having in the year 2026. So, happy New Year to all of my prayer partners. So glad to be back on and connected with you again. Thank you for joining me virtually last Monday as we were on ministry assignment, and we're so grateful to be able to still have this great connection with one another. I believe that we are built stronger and stronger as a result of prayer, as a result of impartation. Whatever we need from the Lord, it is available to us as we continue to pursue in prayer. I also believe that prayer gives us an opportunity to exercise our spiritual muscles, yes, and our spiritual gifts, our giftings. It causes us to develop even further in our spiritual giftings. Prayer, believe it or not, it is the launching pad for all spiritual gifts. It's not just through someone prophesying to you or telling you what's in you. No. Prayer is the launching pad for all spiritual gifts. Your gifts go to new dimensions. Your gifts are greatly developed. The quality of your gift begins to shine and evolve as you continue forward in prayer. So I encourage you to pray without ceasing, and let the Lord continue to develop you and use you in mighty ways. And there are so many different ways that the Lord can use us, so many different ways. I want to begin this year imparting into your spirit concerning winning. Yes, we're going to be talking this month about winning. And I want to share with you from the aspect that a win is a win. You are being called to win. That even when it seems or appears as if you are losing or as if you are being defeated, you are actually winning. The win does not begin in the process. The win began at the start. I want you to be able to remember that. I want you to take that in. I want you to accept that. I want you to receive that tonight. Your win began at the start. Your win began at the start. When God gave me that revelation and shared with me that that is what we were to begin our year talking about, I understood it the more He began to download it. That the win does not start in the process. The win does not start at the end of the process, but the win began at the start. The win began at the start. In other words, you start winning. You start off winning. You begin in the win. You're already in the win column even before you begin to process. He has made us more than conquerors. And that's one of the verses of scripture that we have to remember. We have to remember that although we are killed all the day long there in Romans chapter number 8, and although we are counted as sheep for the slaughter, in all these things, in all of the oppositions, and in all of the adversarial moments, we are considered more than conquerors. What's more than a conqueror? Well, when you start dealing with being more than a conqueror, it means that you are a guaranteed winner. I want you to declare that over yourself right now. Let's start prophetically declaring things over ourselves as affirmation. Let's declare that right now. I am a guaranteed winner. I am a guaranteed winner. The phrasing would be said like this: the fix is in. The fix is in. You are a guaranteed winner. You're a sure thing. You're a sure thing. It is a sure win. It is a guarantee. You have been earmarked for winning. This is something that we have to continue to reaffirm in our spirit, something that we must continue to reassert in our spirit. We must continue to build ourselves on this form of thinking. Why? Because adversarial moments come with great intensity to unnerve and to unearth the confidence, to unearth the planting of your feet and the planting of your faith, the adversarial moments that you face are so intense, and they increase in its intensity with the intention of removing you from a confidence that you receive only when you have a guarantee from the Lord. So when God has given you a guarantee, it is now time for you to lock into that guarantee with a refusal to entertain any other voice, any other suggestion, any other influence. Nothing else can deter us from what we have heard from the Lord. What did God say about your outcome? This is not going to be developed the more you go along in life. No, it has already been etched in stone. It has already been determined. It has already been declared. You are more than conquerors. You are guaranteed winners. You move from the winning position at the start of a thing, before your process begins, before your year begins, before the application is filled out, before the pursuit, before the initiation, before you go forward, you're already guaranteed to win. That is the confidence. That is the brilliance of what faith does for each of us. That is the brilliance of the Spirit of the Living God. That is the thing that's going to disarm our apprehensions. That's the thing that's going to disarm our reservations. That's the thing that's going to disarm our anxieties, that the end will be better than the beginning. So what happens at the end of the process? The end of the process only confirms where you began. In other words, the winning is confirmed at the end, but it is not determined. It is confirmed. You have already been determined to be a winner from the start. We are beginning this January with that level of determination, winning. And hear me, a win is a win. We'll get further into this as we go throughout the month. But tonight, I want to share with you to not despise small wins. Understand that a win is a win. Understand that a win is a win. I think in many cases, we begin to discredit or to devalue the win of our lives based upon the size of the win. We start looking at the fact that there are no big things happening or no major things happening, and we don't think that anything is happening. Well, I want to share with you that although in your observation or through your opinion or your vantage point or your lens, nothing major is transpiring, you must know that a win is a win. Small wins amount to big wins. Yes, they do. Small wins amount to big wins. Just keep winning. Just keep winning. Well, somebody would say, well, I'm waiting on this one thing to happen. I'm waiting on this one thing to occur. If this one thing, and sometimes we can be so fixated on the one thing we're waiting for that we're missing the opportunity to celebrate the other things that are transpiring in your life. This year, we need to pause to recognize and acknowledge the beauty of winning, the beauty of winning in every circumstance, in every column, in every opportunity. Recognize, observe, and appreciate the beauty that is found in winning. That while you're waiting on the big things, yes, the big things will come. And while you're waiting on that, trust and know that you are winning even in the things that you don't deem important at the moment. You are still winning. And my advice to you, my prophetic instruction to you tonight and throughout the month of January is to keep winning. Keep winning and keep logging your wins. Oh my goodness. Log your wins. It is important to legislate your victories. They need to become legislated. They need to be legible. They need to be articulated. They need to be readable. No, I didn't get the approval as of yet. No, I didn't get the call I was anticipating as of yet. However, there are things that are happening where God is sustaining, God is preserving, God is providing, God is keeping, God is protecting. These things need to be legislated. They need to be logged. Keep them written on the tablets of your heart. Continue to appreciate and continue to honor the Lord for his continued goodness toward you, his faithfulness toward us. And watch this, it is new every single morning. Every morning there's a win. I want you to declare that with me right now. Every morning, another win. Come on, declare that. Every morning, another win. And I must start, in order for my countenance to change, in order for my energy to change, in order for my confession to change, I must start acknowledging my wins. I must start acknowledging all that God is doing. I must start acknowledging all that God is providing and supplying and allotting and allowing and appointing. All that he's doing has only confirmed that I'm in the winning column. I am winning. I will win. I will always win. I am a guaranteed winner. Every morning, another win. The Lord's mercies cause it to be so that the attacks and the attempts of adversarial forces have not been able, listen at this, have not been able to prevail against you. You're winning. You're winning. You're winning. And I want you to diffuse, I want you to unearth every doubt that has resonated in your spirit and taken up residence in your spirit. We're shifting our energy this year. We're shifting our attitude this year. We're shifting our countenance this year. We're shifting our focus this year. We are not allowing the energy of darkness, negativity, pessimism. We're not allowing any of those things to have strong voice in our spirit this year. We must, in the top of 2026, detox ourselves from all things that cause us to fail to see all that God is doing every single day. Every single day when you wake up, you must acknowledge the goodness of the Lord. I have seen the goodness of the Lord. And while everything in my life may not be perfect, then it is important for me to see that while I am waiting on some things to align, while I am waiting on some things to come into fruition and into manifestation, I must acknowledge the goodness of the Lord because he has been good to me in every area of my life. And while I'm waiting on some areas, I must appreciate the other areas. Let's not allow the waiting process to drain us of our gratitude. Let's not allow the waiting process to deplete us of our appreciation. I honor God for all things. The scripture says, in everything. Is that not what it says? It says everything, not just some things, not just the major things. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus where it concerns you. We must thank him. We must be grateful. We must express our appreciation every chance we get. If not, The voice of negativity will become so alarmingly loud that we'll only be repeating, we'll only be saying what the negative things that are transpiring and are happening. We'll only be saying those things and repeating those things. Oh, sisters and brothers, I declare unto you this night, we are not going to repeat the voice of negativity. In fact, we're going to muzzle negativity. We're going to silence its influence in our lives. And we're going to this year embrace gratitude, appreciation. Every day, give thanks for everything. Give thanks. Even the painful moments, even the disappointing moments, give thanks. Because here's what I found out, and we're getting ready to pray. I found out that on the backside of a disappointing moment, on the backside of a depleting moment, on the backside of a heartbreaking and a gut-wrenching moment, there is great victory. There are things that are at work that we cannot tend to see in the initial. And on the other side of it, we start to come through and say, my God, now I realize why those things had to be. Now I see why those things had to happen. I didn't see it before, but I see it now. That's where God begins to show you you've been winning the whole time. Even when it looks like you took some hits and some losses. No, you've been winning the entire time. For all things, come on, Romans 8, one more time. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to those who are the called according to his purpose. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to pray that this year for you be a year of wins. I pray that every outcome in your life is another point in the winning column. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that your lens begins to shift. I pray that your perspective goes through an evolution and a maturation, that you start seeing that all things are for my good and all things are for my benefit. Even in the season of waiting, I'm developing patience. I'm developing disciplines. I'm developing wisdom. There are so many things that are transpiring for you, even while you're waiting on some things to come into fruition. This year will be filled with wins. This year will be filled with wins. Can you declare that with me tonight? This year will be filled with wins. We declare that now. We proclaim that now. By faith, we are walking in the power of that right now. This year will be filled with wins. We speak those things which are not as though they were. We declare things in the atmosphere. We release them where you are. We release them over where you live, over where you work, how you travel. This year will be filled with wins every day. Every day, and every day may not be what you would earmark to be a major win or a big win, but I declare unto you that every day will be a win, and you need to be just as appreciative of the small wins than you are the major ones. Make it a point to celebrate the small things that are transpiring just as much as you are anticipating celebrating the great things that will transpire. There will be major wins this year, but there will be smaller wins this year that deserve your affection, that deserve your attention, that deserve your celebration. This is not the year to beat yourself up. This is not the year to tear yourself down. You have had enough time in the pity party. You've had enough time wallowing in the pit of sorrow. This is the time to lift up your head and be lifted up. This is the time to appreciate, this is the time to acknowledge what God is doing in your life. My God, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. This is the year to win and to win like never before. And guess what? The winning starts now. We declare that when you walk, when you wake, when you rest, you are living this year with a winning spirit, a winning attitude. You are a guaranteed winner in the name of the Lord. We want to thank those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. We want to acknowledge you and acknowledge them. We want you to know that this year we're going to be praying, amen, extensively and repeatedly over your prayer requests. And we're trusting even the more that your prayer requests will become praise reports in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mary Silvers, LaDonna Silvers, Diane Harge, Deborah Frazier, Denise Bryant Brooks, Martin Merced, Laverne Simmons, Imani Clark. Thank you, Deborah Johnson, Bridget Arrington, Lorraine Williams, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Benita Thompson, Johnny Stafford, Radonia Johnson, Janet James, Ruth Aileen, Patsy Rizzo, Benjamin Payton, Celeste Johnson, Sharima Abdullah, Elaine Witherspoon, Jaina Thompson, Shanika Muniz, Rosalinda Archbold, Michelle Tarua, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack, and Morgan Donaldson. We are thanking God for you. And I believe that this call, this prophetic prayer partnership, is ordained of the Lord for each of your lives. Nothing happens by accident, but everything with the intention of the Lord attached to it. This is not by happenstance. Something big, something major, something small, something minor. Oh, it's going to happen in your life, and it's all going to be filled with wins. Father, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, firstly, God, we want to say thank you. We want to take this opportunity to appreciate you. We want to take this opportunity to love on you. We want to take this opportunity to express our gratitude for your goodness, for your continued favor toward us. You continue to move on our behalf. You continue to work on our behalf. You continue to orchestrate, and you continue to place things together on our behalf. Father, we can do nothing without you. We don't even want to try. Every time we attempt to intervene and every time we attempt to do for ourselves, it never turns out quite well. But Father, I want to thank you that every time you see my hand getting ready to err, every time you see my foot getting ready to slip, here comes your grace. Here comes your mercy. Here comes your love, and here comes your kindness stepping in to intervene, stepping in to intercept, stepping in to prevent my fall, stepping in to cushion me, stepping in to guide me. And I want to say thank you. I want to thank you, Father, that even in the days when I did not know to seek you, I did not know to call upon you, you heard the very intent of my heart, you heard the very sentiments of my heart, and here you came. You stepped in the nick of time. And for this, Father, I want to appreciate and tell you thank you. My prayer tonight, Lord, my prayer is for every individual who's underneath the sound of my voice. I am praying, God, that you begin to shift us by way of the Spirit. Shift us, oh God, change our posture, change our energy. My God, transform us and cause us to transcend into a new form of thinking and in a new form of expecting. Father, I thank you tonight that we are going toward victory. We are proclaiming that tonight, even during our time of prayer, even during our time of intercession, we are believing for complete and total victory. Victory in health issues, victory in housing issues, victory in employment issues, victory in educational issues, victory in relational and family issues. Victory. We declare the winning column. Receive another point. We thank you that now, God, we are not experiencing a breakdown, but I declare we are experiencing a breakthrough. We speak breakthrough in our time of prayer tonight. We speak breakthrough in our time, oh God, of intercession. You hear our prayer. You said in your word that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Father, there is somebody who has been dealing with so much brokenness. It's been dealing so long, it's caused them to become heavy. And Father, as a result of this heaviness, the mind seems cluttered, the mind seems overwhelmed. But God, tonight through this prayer, declutter the mind, declutter the emotional spaces, and bring, oh God, a refreshing. We need a refreshing. We need a renewal and a revival so that when we come up, we come up better than how we were up underneath the problem. Father, lift us to a higher plateau and lift us to a higher plane and cause us to see your goodness and your glory from a different vantage point. Help us to know that even when we feel powerless, you are working on our behalf. You are dispatching and dispersing, ministering angels to move on our behalf. We thank you. We thank you for the power of the prophetic foresight. My God, you are granting us foresight. You're allowing us to see a time that appears to be afar off, but they are nearer in completion. They are nearer in fulfillment. I believe, oh God, in the power of your spirit. I believe, my God, in the manifestation of your holy presence. I thank you that now you're intervening. I thank you that the voices of negativity, the voices of depression, the voices of darkness, the voices of defeat are rendered powerless tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray now, God, that there be a strength added, a strength stirred, not a strength that is human, not a strength that is conjured by seances and chants, but tonight, let the Holy Ghost be a strength unto your people, a strength like we've never experienced before. You are a strength like no other. Reach down to your people and lift them up. We thank you for the lifting tonight. We thank you for the refreshing and for the renewal, for the rejuvenation. We thank you, God, for the lengthening of the cords and the strengthening of the stakes, that although the storm winds may blow this year, it will not be able to conquer our wind. It will not be able to defeat our wind, that our winds this year will be greater than any storm and any trial and any tribulation and any circumstance. For in all things you will be God. In all things you will be greater. In all things you will be glorious. In all things, my God, you will guide us in all things. And we thank you that we have no reason to fear walking through the valleys and walking through dark spaces, for you're right there to guide us. We thank you that you're going to move. You're moving now. Glory to God. It's only January, but you've already moved in September. You have already moved in our November. You have already moved in our August. There is absolutely no date on the calendar that has not already experienced the power of your presence. Now stable us. Stable us. Stabilize us and cause us, oh God, to be detoxed from all anxiety, all doubt, all fear. We thank you that all of these things are coming subject tonight underneath the power of your holy presence. And tonight, God, we stand flat foot in confidence. We stand flat foot. We thank you now that there is no movement, no shaking, no disturbances, no disruptions. We thank you that now there will be rest this year, sweet rest, that as we lie down, you're going to minister to us during our time of slumber. I thank you for the ministry of your presence. You don't fail us in any way. You never fail us in any area. We thank you. We thank you for your unfailing love, for your unfailing power. We give you glory tonight. And we know, God, that the more we seek you is the more we'll find you. The more we seek you is the more we'll hear from you. And we thank you for the seek tonight. I thank you for the seek tonight. I thank you for these prayers. prayer partners, these prayer warriors. I thank you for these that are sainted, these that are settled, these that are planted in the vineyard, these that are sending up a timber. We're even covering those that might not be as advanced in prayer. We're covering them. We're holding them up. You gave us a charge. You said that the strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak. And if there's anybody weak on this line, there's enough of us who are strong to build a hedge around them. Build them up, oh God. Build them up, oh God. Don't let their emotions this year get the better of them. Don't let their emotions this year tear them down. Don't let their emotions this year lead them astray and lead them into a wandering state of being. Father, we thank you. We thank you for wholeness and entirety. We thank you for wholeness and entirety, that all is well. We have the victory. We are guaranteed winners. You have already guaranteed us to win. Not when we got started, not when we got in the middle of the process, not when we got close to the end, but Father, you have already guaranteed our win from the very beginning. And God, we trust it. God, we stand by it. We stand on it. We agree that it is so. It is so by the power of God. From state to state, hear our soul. From country to country, we declare that it is so. Wherever these prayer partners are joining, my God, whatever their location, your glory is right there. And we thank you that it is so by the power of God. We have no doubt that your presence is at work, that you're already moving. We have no doubt that Tuesday there's a win, and Wednesday there's a win, and Thursday there's a win. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there are wins. We thank you for the winning, and it has begun. The winning, and it's already settled. The winning and the winning, and it's already guaranteed. We thank you for it. We appreciate it, and we say yes, Lord, and we say thank God, and we say amen. Help me praise the Lord tonight. Help me lift up the name of the Lord tonight. Come on, saints, and praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, he's so worthy. Come on and help me give him glory. Help me give him honor. Help me give him praise. A wonderful Savior he is. A mighty God he is. An everlasting Father he is. My God, faithful he is. My God, unwavering he is. Never turning he is. He's a wonderful Savior. We praise your name tonight, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bless your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for this time of intercession and impartation. We bless you, Lord. We give you praise. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I want to share with you that I am excited about your year. And I want to tell you also that regardless to what may have transpired in your life prior to this time, I still prophesy and declare that this is your winning year. This is the year you start to recognize how much God has made you a winner, and that all that you've been through, it should have destroyed you, but it didn't. And the reason why it didn't destroy you up until this point is because guess what? You were already created to win. You are a guaranteed winner. And this year, your eyes will come open and you will see the power of the Lord demonstrated in your life, seeing the hand of God moving in a supernatural way. You're a guaranteed winner. And I want to support you. I want to bring a support to you this year through this network, through this platform. We want to bring a support to you this year through giving you impartation, but also through interceding for you. But I also want to provide you with tools that are necessary. Tools that are necessary to continue developing when we're not together on these calls. I want you to continue to develop, and I want you to consider locking into a place that is Bible-based, that is Bible teaching and Bible believing. so that your spirit can continue to develop. As much as I love doing these prayer calls, this is not enough for the development of your spirit. You need something more that you can really lock into, continue to grow, and continue to evolve. Your spirit will mature through constant feeding. You need to be fed, shepherded, pastored. You need it. And you can receive that either it is virtually or in person. You can receive it. Just put yourself in a place where you stop listening to so many voices and so many strange doctrines. You need something that's going to get you planted, all right? Something that's going to keep you grounded. And so I want to offer to you, if you are listening tonight and you do not know the Lord in the pardoning of your sin, or you're a backslider and you just want to come back into the family of God, I want you to consider, firstly, repeating these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me, for reaching out your loving arms, and for lifting me up out of a horrible pit. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I believe in my heart that you are raised from the dead, seated in heavenly places, and will come again for me. I am saved. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. The next thing I want you to do is to text the word salvation. That's right. Text the word salvation to this number, 646-640-8967. Again, text the word salvation to this number, 646-640-8967. If you are also on this call right now and you say, Bishop Nixon, I love the teaching that you give. I love that you are a praying pastor. I want you to become my pastor. Maybe you've been watching our services on Sunday through our website. Maybe you have, and maybe you've been listening. You've been feeling that connection. It can happen. It's possible. Well, I want you to know that you can become a member without the right hand of fellowship. We do a different type of right hand of fellowship. It is a virtual sign up, and you can become a member of our church tonight. Yes, you can. All you need to do is text the word census, CENSUS. CENSUS to that same number, 646-640-8967. That's right. Text the word census to 646-640-8967. I have members in Maryland. I have members in Georgia. I have members in Ohio. I have members in Texas. I'm telling you, the Lord is blessing us through the internet so magnanimously. I never thought that this would even happen or even be possible, but it is happening and you can be a part. All you need to do is text that word to that number and you can become a member tonight. God bless you. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you on the Zoom platform. Thank you on the conference line. My God, it was about 110 of us on tonight praying. This is our first Monday night prophetic prayer partnership, and I cannot wait to the plenty of others that will happen this year. It's going to be amazing. This is your winning year. Don't you forget it. Good night.